Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Around the World. Welcome, everyone. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joe Arion. And before we start the regular program tonight, which is about how the state programs have failed the disabled, we have numerous examples. Coming out of England, the report of people being allergic to this horrible vaccine. So we once again urge people, don't take it, especially if you're disabled and you have other things going on and you're taking other substances. It's especially dangerous. Of course, the doctors are not going to tell you that because they're in with the drug companies. But advice, you want to learn how to protect your body the natural way. There's guys like Gary Knoll who you can go to his website and get some ideas. Dr. Calliope is another one. Dr. Bach from Germany. All kinds of doctors that can give you some good insight, inner sight. They'll give you good inner sight to how to protect yourself the natural way from virus. So we urge people, and you know, the other thing is, how are you going to trust the same people who created this vaccine to correct? It's like going to the Inquisition for a hearing. All right, inner sight around the world, and yes, the state has failed us. The programs have failed. The most recent example of that is what happened in the nursing homes. And we tried to get Governor Cuomo here in New York State and all the other governors, this show goes all over the world, so to release people under the programs that thousands, perhaps millions, are signed up for. I don't know how many. But they did nothing about it. We tried to get them to understand to declare an emergency, since this virus is supposed to be a pandemic, an emergency. Why wasn't an emergency declared to get people out of the nursing homes into their own apartment before the virus came in? All right? And now it's being brought in by the workers. The visitors are barred from going there. So
there you have
a horrible situation of people caught in the trap of the nursing home, people that and the money being misused,
yep,
and people who are very vulnerable. We've heard that everybody agrees on that.
Oh yeah.
And so there's programs. There's about three different programs.
Oh yeah.
That's supposed to help people. Three different programs that don't work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the main reason why they don't work is because the money that's supposed to be there to help people is not under the supervision of the individual who needs the help. You got to go through agencies to get the help.
Yep.
And look at how that interferes with people's lives. Look at the red tape alone.
Oh yeah.
That stops.
I can name
the
programs for you.
And,
I
yeah,
know, because I tried them all for my mom.
Even when it's an emergency,
mm-hmm.
You know, they don't implement emergency rules
mm-hmm.
in these nursing homes.
No.
So It's a horrible situation, and it's an astounding example, a recent example, mm-hmm. of how these the state has these programs have failed. You know?
Oh yeah.
And I'll give you another big example.
Mm-hmm.
The service dog schools. They don't even have a license to train a dog.
Oh yeah.
People apply for these dogs. They raise they use your application mm-hmm. to raise $50,000 to $100,000. Deny you the dog for whatever excuse they make up. They keep the money.
Mm-hmm.
There's another program that has failed for thousands of people.
Very seriously failed.
Even if the person gets the dog, most of the time they don't own it. You know?
Nope.
They're responsible for feeding and all that. And in fact, they use the excuse that the blind person can't afford to feed the dog to deny them the dog.
Take it away or take it away.
They can take the dog away if the school owns it. And it's all without law and protection.
Yeah.
So there's another program that has failed thousands and thousands of people. And it's even failed the people who get a dog in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if they're going to train another dog for you or what the situation is. So a lot of these programs.
I was thinking of something, Frank.
They need to be modified drastically. What?
I just thought of something. All these people who are out of work from COVID who have a guide dog, you got to be careful. You know, they could lose their dogs, in a sense. Seriously.
Well, if they can't, you mean if they can't afford to feed them?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, these schools
ruthless.
Operate like that. I mean, they're not protected by the law. There's no law. So
no,
there's always that.
A risk,
hanging over your head. You would think that the schools would provide the
help
food.
Yeah.
You know, they probably get most of it donated anyway.
Yeah, no.
By the way, anyone in that situation, call InnerSight because we can help you.
Yeah, we can.
Get food for your
dog. We know
dog.
Somebody. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody starves on Long Island. You hear them advertised here.
Yep.
So,
Garrett, nobody starves. He's an awesome guy.
Don't be intimidated.
Yeah.
By these schools.
That's right.
All right, InnerSight around the world.
Oh, and by the way, nobody has to know about it, too. You know?
No, we can keep it quiet.
Yeah.
You don't have
to
go public if you don't want.
That's right.
All right. InnerSight at pmpmail.com. You can send us an email without attachments and all that.
Yeah. No attachments, no logos, and no pictures on your emails, please.
Yeah, just make sure you send the email, though.
That's right.
All right. Big East, the key to rescue. Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. And adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank her for all of her help. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Hey, around the world, we're heard. And Mr. Kennedy is local, though. He's local here in Long Island. Islip, New York. Kennedy Realty. You need to get some good information about real estate, buy a house, sell a house, or an apartment. Call Mr. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
631-888-1186.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, we thank him for supporting InnerSight, helping us keep the show on the air.
We've got a lot of good people.
Well, people who believe in justice and fairness. And, you know, that's what we need. All right. And let's see, around the world, inner sight, beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. You know, we remember little Tommy, Corey, Avante, Ollie, and all the others. Inner sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right, how about the ABLE News? You got that handy?
Yes, I do. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. I want to recognize a few different organizations. Good Mojo Printers, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, and TuroLawCenter.com. SuttonInsurance.com.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people that have helped us.
Helped us, yep.
And
you know,
we
talked about Olga Murray. Yeah.
Remember our friend.
Yeah.
What?
Olga Murray, town clerk.
Of Islip, yeah.
Yeah, of Islip.
Yeah, Olga's a good friend to InterSight.
Very good friend.
All right, let's
help
see.
Help us with documents, mostly. A lot of documents. Help us out.
Talking tonight about how these programs have failed the disabled. Now, you go to, when you're visually impaired, you go to the commission. You know, they want to evaluate you. They want to test you. They want to analyze you. Because it's all about money.
Oh, yeah.
They get money from the federal government.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if a person's going to go through all that and be analyzed and looked into and all that, the person who's going through that, especially when you're blind and disabled, that's hard work.
Oh, yeah.
Not easy. The person should be paid for their time.
That's right.
You know? Because you go through all that, and if you're lucky, they might give you a piece of equipment.
It took me 7 years.
Yeah. Or send you to school or whatever. But then they release you into a system that's not accessible. You see, in my way of, in the inner sight way of thinking, they do this ass backwards.
That's right.
Yeah.
They should make the system accessible and then release you.
First.
That's my opinion.
First.
Yeah,
and then
too.
Give the people the equipment and everything within
that's
you.
Right.
And then say, hey, okay, now now you can go look for a job.
Right. See, the assumption
because
is.
Because everything would be there.
The assumption is, oh, there's the law, okay, so it should be accessible, right? That's their assumption. But that assumption is making an ass, honestly. Because when you assume, you can't assume. You have to enforce, okay? That's the problem. There's no enforcement anywhere. That's the problem with the whole assumption part. There's no, you can't really assume anymore in this whole getup.
Yeah, so when you were going through all that and they gave you the mobility training, they got the traffic department to put up an accessible signal,
one.
Right?
One
signal.
One signal, yeah.
Right? Now,
I got another one. I got another one all the way down, and it's not put up right.
Well, you see, that's because what you just said, there's no enforcement.
Yeah.
But why did they stop
there? I got to tell you about that. That one's interesting. One entity, I got to tell you about that when you're done.
why did they stop with just one light when they had the attention of the traffic people, you see?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you why. Because there's no enforcement. There's nothing to make them do it.
Right.
You know? They did it as a favor to the Commission for the Blind. Who the hell needs their favors?
I know.
I don't want their damn favors. I want equality.
I just want it done. That's right.
There's a big difference between some agency doing you a favor and equality.
That's right.
A world of difference.
Yeah.
So,
and they only did it because there was me there. Me being, it was on my block. It's the only reason, you know.
Yeah, that's the other stupid rule.
Yeah.
You know, on the person's block.
Right.
Well, what about the other person who comes along a couple of days later and is blind?
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, on another block.
Right. Or if I walk down the block and I need to go to get my medicine or I need to go get groceries, now I don't have my accessibility.
These programs don't work.
They don't, no.
They don't work. They're outdated. They're ancient.
Yeah.
They're not being administered in the right way. You know, the money is being wasted. The taxpayers are being burdened. And we're the ones who need the services. We, the disabled, are the ones ultimately who suffer for it. The people that don't put it up, they don't suffer for it.
No, they don't.
You know, most of them drive. They can read the damn lights. They get in their car. They can read everything.
Right.
You know? And the hell with us.
Right.
That's why you need enforcement.
Right.
Strict enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what were you going to say?
What I was going to say is I go to the town clerk in, you know, to get more lights put up, right? So I give them all the corners that I want the lights to be put up. And I give them a laundry list, right, of lights that I want put up. So one of the lights was put up. Okay. I go there, and I'm like all excited, and I was very happy until I went to go use the light. Okay. Now, one light, beautiful. It works.
Accessible pedestrian signals you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. One
push the
is
button
a true,
and it talks. Go ahead.
Right. One is a true pedestrian signal, and one is absolutely nothing. It looks, it's a facade of a pedestrian signal. It's sitting there, and it's got nothing to it. It's, like I said, a facade. It just sits there. There's nothing.
What do you mean? It doesn't work?
No, there's nothing. It's like, it's there's no voice to it, nothing in it, absolutely nothing.
It doesn't work.
It's waiting for the voice part of it to be placed in because the state has not put it in yet.
That's so because there's no enforcement on it.
Right. The state end has not been placed in yet into the voice part of it.
If you leave a traffic signal that doesn't work like that, you have to have a police car over there. On that corner.
Yeah, they should.
To make sure that people are safe.
Yeah.
See, that's
they
safety.
Do that.
That's the law. We don't have that.
No. So I said, what the heck is this? And I'm pressing the damn thing, and I'm like, okay. It doesn't even function as a regular, what do you call it? Pedestrian signal. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, because that's how they do things, because they get away with it.
And I'm like, this
now
is
that thing could
really
sit there for 6 months.
That's right. They're waiting
until
the state approves that's stupidity.
Because the damn
basically, it's not
programs
even
don't work.
Yeah, because it's not even a pedestrian signal anymore. It's not even a accessible pedestrian signal. It's nothing. It is a shell. It's a shell waiting to be, you know. So I told him, he goes, no, you've got to be kidding me. I said, nope. It's just sitting there. It's a facade. That's what it is. It's a shell waiting for a voice. It's nothing. And he goes, no, I got to see this. So he went over, and he saw it. He goes, you're right.
Oh,
it's
this
disgusting.
Is the guy that said he's going to get him put up. He didn't even know about it.
He didn't know the state side. No, he knew about the, because he was the one who got the town side put in, because he was responsible for that. So that was perfect. Perfect, A1. But the state dropped
the
A-ball
town,
on it. Right. The state dropped the ball on their side. So now he...
Sure, because nothing happens to these people.
Right. So,
what do you expect? So
he says, oh, I'm going to get on their case for you. So now I got to go down there in a couple of days and see what happened.
Have to go down and make sure it works, right?
No, I just got to... You know, or call him or whatever and see what happens.
You're not an engineer. You're not a traffic.
Oh, he said
no.
He said he called. No, he said he called the engineer's office and he goes, "You're in luck." I said, "What do you mean? What do you mean I'm in luck? They're in town and I have their attention. I'll get them on the case right now." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "What do you mean?" In the back of my mind, I'm saying, "What do you mean they're in town? Aren't they always around?"
So how long ago was that?
That was about a month ago. So I got to check up on this.
So you don't know if they
they did it.
Put it up,
if they
fixed it.
That's right. I got to find out. So I gave them a month. I figured that would be enough time with coronavirus and the budget and all that bull. I give them a month. They should have done it. Put a voice in that box.
It's unbelievable what we have to go through.
Yeah.
Because there's no laws to protect us.
Yeah.
That's really the bottom line, you know. Programs that don't work. Money wasted. Taxpayers' money. See, that's why this show is very, very important.
Yes.
You see? Because we're trying to halt this kind of waste, this kind of spending, this kind of, the burden on people.
Yeah.
Paying for things
that
aren't there.
That don't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
we don't ever
want to
get rid of inner sight.
I mean, that's ridiculous. That whole thing was there for 6 months, from what he told me. 6 months. So that means the taxpayers must have been paying for this thing for 6 months, obviously, if not longer.
Yeah, well, taxpayers' money goes to all the traffic lights and the highways and everything.
Yeah.
You know? You can't read any of the signs either. How about the signs?
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
When
all
you
the
go
signs,
up to
oh, my
a,
God.
When you go up to an intersection,
yeah.
You know? You don't know if there's a stop sign there or not.
No.
And just because the car stopped doesn't mean it's a stop sign.
No, a car can stop because
it.
It's broken down.
When you're blind.
A car could stop because there's a child in the road, God forbid. A car could stop because, you know, they're broken down, like I said, or they could stop because they want to talk to you. I don't know. They could stop for whatever
now,
reason.
Now, if they have a a sign way up high, they want to make sure people can see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the same pole, the same connection, why isn't there a sign down low?
Yep, so wheelchair.
So everybody else
people
can read it.
That's right.
You see?
Yeah.
There's another thing that there's no enforcement on.
Yeah.
No enforcement.
At different levels.
How are you supposed to know?
At different levels, Frank. At wheelchair level and at walker level. At people who are walking, you know? So I think there should be more than one level. you know, it's just my opinion, you know. Because there's people who are on walkers, a person can see it. No, there's people who are on walkers, they can't bend down. And then there's people who are in wheelchairs who can't reach up. So they really need to have
it. It should be whatever way it needs to be.
That's right.
So that everybody can read it.
That's right.
Yeah. You
know, more than one level.
Especially if it's an intersection where
an important one, too.
Traffic.
You know, there's one intersection that so many people have died at. It's not funny. Died. Okay? It's where the 7-Eleven is on my way to my mom's nursing home. Okay? And you cross that street, you take your life into your own hands. And it's such a short cross.
Well, that's true with every street.
Oh, it's true, yes. But this one, they give it such a cross signal that's so short, it is unreal. 25, seconds to cross the street. Now, you tell me that's enough time. And not only that, it's a long stretch to get across the street. So now, and you have multiple ways by which cars could come at you, from what I was told. Now, I can't see all these ways because it's blurry to me. So,
can you read the light?
Oh, hell no. From multiple directions.
There it is again.
Second of all, I can't read the light.
No enforcement.
Yeah. And if
programs
it's in the dark, worse, or in
that
the
don't
bright
mean
light,
a damn
worse.
Thing.
No. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where's the public safety?
No, nowhere.
We're part of the public. Where's the public safety?
It's nowhere to be found. And it has, the sad part is, it has an accessible pedestrian signal that doesn't work properly. Meaning, it has one of those facade things that I told the guy about, too. It's sort of a facade thing. It's like a partial signal. It's not a real robust signal. And I told him about it. I said, this is ridiculous. You tell me this multiple corner that it doesn't have a proper signal. You need to have with this multiple corner a robust signal. You can't have this lame signal that doesn't tell me where these corners are. You just tell me that it's safe to cross the one street.
Yeah, it's supposed to tell you the walk sign is on to cross such and such a street.
Exactly. I had no clue what street to cross. Right. And there's at least four streets that cross that road. I have no idea what's safe, what's not safe, what's crossing at what point.
Well, they work just like the vaccine drug companies.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Half-assed, you know.
They put out
stuff that people are allergic
help
to.
Help you. Yeah, well, let me say
choke
something.
Choke you, whatever.
Yeah, well, let me say something about that. That's crazy.
Well, that vaccine may kill you quicker than the virus.
I'm telling you, it sure will, because anaphylaxis is no joke. I've had it. I've almost died from it. More than once. I've almost died from anaphylaxis at least 25 times.
Now, how do you know that that's what the reaction is?
Because it closes my throat.
No, wait a minute. That's not my... You're not understanding my question.
Oh,
how do you know that that's what's in the vaccine that's causing that? Did you hear about that?
No, I read it. I read it.
You read it? Where'd you read it?
I read it on... CNN's website.
Oh, okay. So they said that that's what it is.
It was
the closing of
the two people, the breathing
passage.
Right. Two of the people who were administered the vaccination luckily had their epinephrine pens with them, because if they didn't, they would have had complete anaphylaxis and their throat would have completely closed. And what epinephrine does is it opens the airway so they could breathe. Otherwise, they would have died. period. End of story.
Yeah, well, I don't know. What's that epinephrine? What is that stuff?
Epinephrine is what's naturally occurring in your body, and it actually, you know, is fight or flight hormone. That's why when you, when
oh,
you take
so
it.
Oh, so they had that with them.
Right. Huh? Yeah. Right. I have that with me at all times. If I don't have that with me and I encounter an,
no, why,
a,
why
a
did
food
these
allergy
vaccine,
or whatever.
Why did these drug people put that stuff in the vaccine? They know about that.
They don't know what the allergy is. They have to test it now on these two people who experienced this. They have to test every ingredient in the vaccination on their arm. I'm serious. They have to do that with these two people.
Yeah, but
and
how can you
do,
trust them to do that when they created it? It's like going to the Inquisition for a hearing.
That's right.
You can't trust it. You got to bring in somebody who's impartial.
Yeah, well, whoever does it has to test.
Whoever
these,
does it.
This
the
thing.
Same, the drug companies do it.
Yeah.
You're going to have this a very similar or maybe a worse problem.
Well, somebody has to do it where they test each and every thing of the vaccination. Whoever it is has to do that and test every.
Well, I wouldn't trust these drug companies to do it.
Well, no, it could
That's
be an impartial. It could be an impartial. It could
be
an allergist, actually. It could be just a plain old allergist, Frank, which is actually better because an allergist. Instead of these drugs, you can't have the really
yeah,
these
but
drug
not
companies.
Somebody who believes in these damn vaccines. They're going to be
no,
prejudiced
an allergist
for
is
the
better.
Drug company.
An allergist is better. You know why? Because an allergist, an immunologist, really, a real immunologist, an old-fashioned allergist immunologist who goes through each and every component of that vaccine, everything, okay? So say, for example, they have a preservative in the vaccination, so it
and if that's
it stays,
in it, what else is in it that can kill you?
Everything. They have to go through everything. Absolutely everything.
Everything.
Everything, okay? So if there's a preservative, they have
well,
to go,
there's another
okay.
program world that's failing. The vaccination
right.
stuff.
That's right. So they have to go through every single component. There's so many medicines I can't take just because of preservatives. Do you know that? Yes.
Oh, that's all. How many preservatives in the vaccine?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
There's another question.
Yeah. There are preservatives in medication. There's preservatives in anesthesia. You know, anesthesia that you go underneath the
that
knife.
That's horrible.
There's a lot of preservatives in anesthesia. Yeah.
And if you listen to, if you click on Gary Knoll, he may have a report on those
preservatives.
What
a lot
they can
of
do
preservatives in medicine. Oh,
to
yeah.
the human body.
I don't even want to take medicine anymore because of the preservatives. But some of the medicines I have to take because they, you know. I don't have that.
Well, you
got
to find substitutes and the right person to help you with that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in and talk about, we're talking tonight about programs that have
mm-hmm.
failed us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so anybody on the line? Who we got?
Yes, we have. Hold on. Let me see.
And don't forget, nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, 631-484-3085. You need dog
okay.
food, cat
we
food,
have,
or medical.
We have Caroline and we have Maureen. Take it.
Oh, let's take Caroline's call.
Oh, okay. Here's Caroline.
All right. Inner Sight Live. Caroline from
I
Long Island.
Get it
Island.
To open up the line. Oh, here she is.
It's the Reno where it began. Dun,
hi,
dun,
sweetheart.
Dun,
dun, dun. How you doing?
Mine. Hello,
what
Mrs.
are you, becoming a singer now?
Yes, sir. I'm going to join your band. I can
hear a band? You've got a band?
We're going to start a band. Torino. I'm going to be the tambourine girl, and Mr. Zan's going to be the backup singer.
Backup? No. He'd fail in the
Well, you better put her way back so they can't hear her.
That's true. Hey, you know what? Ever since I used to sing well. Then ever since I had this, yeah, I used to. But then now, ever since I had this lung issue, now I don't sing anything.
You used to sing?
Not a singer, but I used to sing pretty decent. But now I don't sing anything.
Forget it.
I speak well, but I don't sing well. I don't know why.
Yeah,
something happened to my voice.
Caroline, are you on a cell phone?
Yes, dear. Why?
Are you on the speaker?
Okay, now I'm off. I'm off, dear. Is
okay,
it better?
That's better.
Yeah, you echo when you're on the speaker a little.
Oh, sorry, dear. So what's the discussion today, Mr. Torino? What's about?
We're talking about how all these programs have failed us. Put the housing in there, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
With the housing, it's really, we have to wait on long waiting lists. The disabled the disabled should be on a separate list. You know,
right.
If we're going to be on
a
list.
No. The disabled should have the money in their name for the housing.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
list.
True.
We need a list for it. You don't need a list if you have the money.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what we need. The agencies and the government should raise the money and put it into a debit card for our housing every year.
Yeah.
So we can pay our own rent.
Well, it's not only our own rent. I would want to see something even more robust than that. What about housing ownership?
Whatever you choose
to
do.
You know, I mean, I choose to do that. I never, you know what? All my credit says to me, you benefit from owning a house. You have long-term credit, blah, 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 blah. You benefit from owning a house. It bring up your credit report, blah, blah, blah. I never owned a house. I never had anything like that. You know, there it is, right there. If I ever owned a house, I'd lose all my disability right there.
Yeah, well, that has to be fixed, too. That's another thing that is
failed us. Why should a disabled person lose their disability because they own a house? Why? There it is.
We have to become partners with these agencies. They need us as much as we need them.
That's right.
Mm. And that's the way it should work. And it doesn't, and that's why we're in this whole situation.
You know, and the thing is why do we need to be substandard? I don't like that word. Why do we need to be that way, to be...
Because we don't have
programs?
The money.
No, but it doesn't need to be that way.
Because the money is being put into these agencies instead of directed to us.
That's right.
That's
but it doesn't
why
need
we're
to be that way. The thing is that, you know, the thing is that they're making us, they're putting us in these categories. We don't need to be this way. We don't need to be that way.
They're
That's
putting us
really
in these categories, and yet they're using us
That's right.
to get the money.
That's right. It don't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect
why
sense.
We,
what do you mean? They got a gold mine. They're
yes,
using
they do. No. What
you
got to
change
is,
the damn thing.
That's right. That's right.
Makes sense.
It don't make sense to me that they're profiting on us is what I'm saying. We should be profiting on us. You understand what I'm saying?
We should have what we need.
That's right.
And help the agency to fundraise. And get what we need.
Right.
That's how it should work.
Right. And it should be what we need, you know, and stuff like that.
Sure.
And all the stuff that we need.
And nothing to do with our disability. That should be there for as long as we're disabled.
All the time. Right. If we're disabled, okay, we should be able to get our disability no matter what. Period. End.
Anyway, Caroline,
story.
What did you call in for? Anything special?
Well, I called you yesterday on your private line. That you said to talk to you about some things, about seeing if you could get me out of this situation.
Yesterday?
Yes, I left a message. I don't know if you got it, but then I guess I'll call you tomorrow morning at 224-3090 and said you were going
to
help me. But
I'll have
to
check my. I didn't.
Yeah.
I have your number.
Well,
you know what? I'll call you back.
Do you go to sleep? What time do you go to sleep tonight? 10?
Yeah, usually.
Well, I'll call you tomorrow so I don't bother you. But
yeah, call me tomorrow, later in the day. Call me later. I'm going out tomorrow.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. Yes, dear. Do you know 60 bus drivers got laid off today from SCAT?
No.
Wow.
Yes.
That's not good.
It's men and women. This is a nightmare. The bus driver said they pick and choose. They pick and choose. And he says, I'm so glad I didn't. Because when they go on unemployment, it's $600 a week. But then when that runs out after a year and they still can't go back to work, how are they going to pay their apartment bills or mortgage? So why is this happening to SCAT? They had 300 bus drivers and 60 got laid off today. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the county...
What do you think about my husband? What do you think about my husband's been laid off like for about a few months now? He's a construction worker. Yeah. So it's a lot of it's happening all over. It's not only the SCAT drivers. It's all over. You know, Caroline. It's all over.
Holy cow! Well,
yeah, but the county and the agencies should do more to help. And
they should. And so should the unions, Frank. Really.
What?
So should the unions.
I can't hear you.
So should the unions.
Yeah, the unions too, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not doing enough to help.
No, they're not.
They're really not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. This is scary because how are they going to pay their bills if unemployment... Mm-hmm. is only $600 a week. When that runs out after a year, what will they do next?
I heard on the news. I heard on the news that Trump raised it $300, so it may be more than $600.
Oh,
now it's $600
still.
So. Mm. It's
$600.
Yeah, I believe the Congress raised it.
No, it's just $600.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's just
wow.
$600, Frank.
I don't know. We'd have to check that out.
I'll ask my husband right now. Hold on.
Chris.
Yeah, but that's not
unemployment.
The final
has
word.
It been
yeah.
raised an additional $300? Not yet? Is it going to be?
All right. In a sight.
Not yet. Not yet, he said.
Mm.
And
yeah,
it's not
right.
going to be, he said
well,
so far.
We still have to check
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
and please, the
nice.
Next time you do that, put yourself on mute. It sounds very unprofessional.
Oh, sorry. I thought
All
I
right,
was
in
on
a
mute.
Sight.
I thought I had it on mute. Sorry. No, I
You're
thought
so
I had
picky,
it on mute.
You're so picky, Mr. Perino. He's
no, I
picky,
thought I
isn't
had
he?
It on mute. Sorry. I didn't realize.
Oh.
I thought I had it on mute. No, seriously.
All right, all right, all right. Stop repeating it.
Sorry. Hey, Frank.
Caroline.
Yes, dear.
So call me later tomorrow, all right, and I'll explain to you.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We
all
have
right.
Louis
sing us off.
And
Frank. Don't forget to sing us off the air, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you with that song. You like that song, huh?
June.
Of course I like
All
it.
Right, I'll
my,
try
my
to remember.
My grandmother's name. Thank you, dear. Bye, Suzanne.
Right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Take care. All right.
All right. In a sight live, 213. 816-1650 around the world. Now, who we got?
We got Louis and we got Maureen.
Louis. Oh, Louis Rivera. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take... Maureen's been on the line a while, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's take Maureen's call, and then we'll get a quick call from Louis.
Bill's on.
Okay. Hey,
oh.
Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. How
Hello.
You doing, sweetie?
Hi. Okay. All right. Well, you know, these agencies, the more I talk to the ones from Sydney, you know, for my mom getting out of the nursing home, the more I talk to them, the more I get confused. I don't even know what the heck program she's in now. I have no idea. I really
exactly
do. I get more confused each
tonight.
Time.
Exactly what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, I know.
They have
mm-hmm.
you, or they could have you on three different programs to get you out of a nursing home. One is called Money Follows the Person. Then there's
They're not even doing that anymore, are they? I thought
know.
They weren't doing that one
I
anymore.
Well, they told me that they still could do that. I have no idea if they could or they couldn't still.
Oh.
And there's another one. I forgot the name of it.
Open Door,
that's it anymore.
What, no more? I don't think so. Olmstead, she's not in that. I don't know. What about the nursing home transition? I don't know. I've lost
nursing
that.
Home
I have no idea.
Still. Nursing home transition, because I'm going to be applying for that. Either that, and then there's one other, the traumatic brain injury program. I qualify for both of those, and my mother qualifies only for the, if you're over the age of 85, and if you have a traumatic brain injury, it doesn't matter anymore. I found this out. So you only qualify for the nursing home diversion and waiver program. All these stupid rules, by the way, drive me nuts.
Well,
if you stand on one foot and you hop backwards,
yeah.
That's what you qualify for. I mean, this is what how I feel with these stupid rules. You
yeah.
know?
Well, I
so
think you should be in the nursing home transition. That's what I think. But
that's
I have
exactly
no. I,
what
I, like
is.
I say,
it's supposed to be.
The more I talk to them, the more confused I get, and so.
No, she's supposed to be in the nursing home.
And all the money that they waste on these programs.
Mhm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mhm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the vaccine, you know, guess what I just heard? This guy was good. He's on WABC Radio. The
yeah.
flu this year is a way down
yeah.
the flu. Because you know
yeah.
why, I bet? Because they're counting
yeah.
it as COVID. That's why.
Nah, that's what we were talking about today.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's way down. Did you ever hear that singer, Erica Badu? I don't know any of her songs, but I've heard of her. Did you ever hear of her?
Poor Abdu, I've heard of her.
No, this is Erica Badu. Well, anyway,
Badu.
She tested.
Okay.
This, get this one. She has one nose, right? One nostril
yeah.
was negative. One nostril was positive.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
So how
well,
could this
that's
possibly
not surprising.
Be?
Well, these damn things are
yeah.
all mixed up anyway.
One nostril
oh, yeah.
is negative and one nostril is positive? That's
right.
the most
one
ridiculous
one
thing I've
was
heard.
Negative. I'm sorry, Susan?
That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard.
Right. Yeah, they just had that on. She was tested. Yeah. You know, this whole
it's
thing
the same
is so
darn
stupid.
Mucus. And it's in the same darn area.
What, her nose?
Yeah.
I mean,
you
know,
darn area.
This is ridiculous.
What is this, third time
right.
Well,
term?
She doesn't know whether she's coming or going.
That's right.
Like a guy just said, how long are we supposed to go along with this for the rest of till the world ends? I mean, first you're told wear the mask, then the masks aren't going to do any good. Then they were saying when it hit 180,000 people, a lot of them died of other things, and they had the COVID, but they didn't necessarily die of the COVID, you know? So this whole thing is being played out, and it's killing people literally. It's killing people mentally because a lot of people, you know, I mean, this has been a traumatic thing. It's killing people's livelihoods. People will be homeless. And for what? This whole thing is just, you know. They said more people died of
anymore.
The H1 whatever than...
Than this. I know.
I'm sorry.
But you know what? I
didn't
this
hear
point,
you.
I've gotten to the point that I don't care about it anymore. Seriously, I don't literally... The thing I care about is my family. And that's what...
Right. That's it.
Yeah,
me too.
That's all that I care about.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that
that's
I don't
it. That's
even
all I
care
care
if I
no,
I
really
catch
don't
it.
Care.
You know, seriously, that's how I feel. If I catch it, I catch it. You know, if I don't, I don't. Good. You know, seriously, that's how
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, I don't care.
I just
wait a minute. My
I
other
don't give it to anybody. That's
my other
the
phone
thing.
Is ringing. What? Where is it?
We have
wait a second.
Number,
oh God! Can you get
it.
That? My other
all
phone's
right.
ringing. 1 second.
We got it. We got to take
anything?
A call, another call, Maureen.
Yeah, all right.
Hello?
I'm going to mute you, okay? I'm sorry.
Oh. Frank, Suzanne, I got to go, okay? Hold on
right,
one minute, Michelle.
It.
Hold on. I got to go, okay?
Okay. All right.
Louis. Is Louis still on the line?
Yes, he is. He's waiting.
All right. Let's get Louis in here.
We got Louis.
Louis Rivera.
Hello, Frank.
Long out.
Hey, Louis.
How are
Louis.
You?
Good.
Good. How you doing, Louie?
Hi. I heard Sweet Caroline through the line. I heard through the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have a crush on Caroline?
Through the phone.
I heard a voice through the phone when you're talking with Caroline on the phone.
I didn't ask that question. I asked if you have a crush on her.
Yeah.
You have a crush on her?
Well, for Caroline...
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline. Good time never seemed so good.
There you go.
I did it, Clyde, oh Lord. To be with her without, oh no.
There's a lot of beeps.
Now I don't have to sing it.
There you go.
Thank you, Louie.
Thank
hey, Louis,
I got to talk to Caroline. When you talk to Caroline, put me through the line. I want to talk to her about that song.
Oh, okay.
Is Caroline still on
that?
The line?
No. I mean, yes, she's on the line. It's just that I got to get your permission.
Oh, the permission?
Well, I don't know. Caroline, if you want to talk to Louis, push the prompt.
She's on. She's just still pushed. So I could
let
yes.
us know.
She is. She is.
Oh,
she's
all right.
She has. Yeah, let me put it through.
All right, so let's
okay.
get Caroline back on the show. Louis wants to say hello to her.
Okay.
You got a few
is.
Minutes. In a sight.
Hey, Caroline.
Hi, Mr. Lou. That was very nice of you to sing that.
Aww.
Hi, Caroline. This is Louis Rivera on the Frolics on a Friday night. Every Friday I call that number. I'm doing all this comedy. I'm doing Rosanna, Nana, and many more comics.
Very nice.
Yeah.
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 I'm going to do the kind of
terrible. Yeah.
What, dear?
I'm Louis Rivera. I'm a fan of Inner Sight with Suzanne Taurasi Frere. We have the jokes on the Frolics on a Friday night, you know.
That's
yeah.
nice.
There
nice.
You go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to say
yeah.
hello to you.
Yeah, he did.
Hello, dear.
I got her on the line, you know, something like that. I was doing Rosanna Dana. I was doing Pat Cooper. I was doing... hello, my name is Vito Corleone. You're on a blog talk
yeah.
with the following.
It's funny.
That is funny.
He has such a great sense of humor.
Marlon Brando over there.
He really does.
All right, what are we going to do Friday night? We're going to do Lauren Hardy, Take the Vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me, for Friday, right, Frank? Let me say a few words for Friday.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. My name is Louis Rivera. Make sure on Friday night, in 2 days away, it's the Frolics, Follies on Inner Sight Block Talk Radio on Friday night to 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. on Block Talk Radio. Don't you forget the I'll call Frank Perino on the line. And I'm doing Rosanna Danner and Pat Cooper. And sweet Caroline. The time never seemed so good. I didn't lie. To be with her without love.
Hey, Louie, can you sing it in Spanish?
Yeah, do it in Spanish.
Sing it in Spanish.
I don't know the words in Spanish.
Oh, try.
What?
He doesn't
want to
sing it in Spanish. All right.
Oh,
now I don't know the words.
Funny's inner sight.
Yay.
And I'll bring that Rosanna down and we'll talk to him on a Friday night on the line, on the blower, on the telephony here.
All right.
Don't forget to tune in on Friday night, everybody.
All right, we'll look for it. We'll see you then, Friday night.
Take care, Caroline. This is Louis Rivera speaking.
Thank you, dear.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Aww.
Take care, Lou.
All right, yeah. All these programs that don't serve us, that have failed, that have burdened the taxpayers, and you see, the president of the United States has to do something about this. If whoever gets in at this point, we don't know who's going to be president. Whoever is president has to stand up for us. And let us stand on our own 2 feet and modify these programs and partner us up with the agencies so that we can run our own lives. That's the only way we're ever going to get our freedom and be safer. You know, all this stuff where people are dictating to us and trying to analyze us and all that, I mean, it hasn't worked. It's made things worse. So, you know, we're hoping that these politicians are going to wake up, and the only other way to do it is for Intersight to have so much money that we just go ahead and do it.
That'd be nice.
So, we'll see what happens, world.
Yeah.
Give us equality. That's all we want. Simple, down-to-earth equality. All right. Inner Sight around the world. I will be with you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night show. What are the agencies going to give us for Christmas?
It's not the show. You know what it is.
We give them.
That's right.
All year long.
That's
wasn't
right.
For us, they wouldn't have anything.
There
what are they giving us?
There you go.
And we'll enumerate some of the things that people need tomorrow night.
That's right.
Things that they can give us.
Be giving us.
All right. I want to thank all my guests, everybody for calling in, and all the phone calls, and people who listen. Appreciate that. All right. Don't forget apple cider vinegar, oil of oregano, zinc, sunshine, vitamin D, C, some of the good things that
help you.
You don't need a vaccine.
Yes.
All right, Suzanne, co-host and engineer, and
you're welcome.
Everybody out there, stick within a sight. All right,
yeah.
I want to thank all the people who listen to the commercials now on the show. Appreciate that.
Yeah, please.
Around the
you.
World,
I appreciate that.
In a sight, 631-224-3090 is the phone number. And we'll be with you tomorrow night. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. We need to change this system because it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
except down for us.
Right.
I want to go up, heavenly, inner sight, around the world. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world, inner sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you, inner sight.
Good night, everyone.